California's health director revealed the math behind the state's calculation that it was safe to lift all remaining stay-at-home orders. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. A half dozen formulas were used to project that all regions of the state will top 15% capacity in their hospital intensive care units in 4 weeks, a level that the state believes provides adequate cushion for any surges in virus patients. The California State University System says it won't increase tuition this year amid pandemic-related hardships and adequate funding from the state. Chancellor Joseph Castro said at a meeting of the Board of Trustees that Governor Gavin Newsom's budget proposal as well as CSU's cost-cutting efforts led to the decision. California is changing up the way it is delivering coronavirus vaccines. Governor Gavin Newsom said the state is moving to a more centralized system that is expected to streamline appointment sign-up, notification, and eligibility for nearly 40 million residents who want to know when they can get a shot and where. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. State Department of Public Health outlining a new statewide approach to COVID-19 vaccine distribution. It focuses on simplifying which groups are prioritized for vaccination, using a statewide notification system for vaccine availability, and contracting with a third party to distribute doses directly to vaccinators. Local nonprofits Cooperation Humboldt is kicking off the 2021 growing season by offering to plant free community fruit trees in publicly accessible locations throughout the county. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.